Financial software giant Intuit lays off 17% of workforce as it embraces AI. By Lucas Nolan on May 21, 2026. Enterprise software giant Intuit is eliminating approximately 3,000 positions, representing 17% of its workforce, as the company redirects resources toward integrating AI capabilities into its product lineup. TechCrunch reports that Intuit, the company behind widely used financial software products including TurboTax, QuickBooks, and Credit Karma, announced significant workforce reductions as part of a strategic reorganization focused on AI development. The layoffs were communicated to staff through an internal memo from CEO Sasan Gudarizi. The memo indicated that the job cuts are designed to reduce organizational complexity by simplifying the company's corporate structure while enabling greater focus on AI initiatives. As of July 2025, Intuit employed approximately 18,200 people worldwide according to its annual report, meaning the reductions will affect roughly 1 in 6 employees. Intuit did not immediately respond to requests for comment regarding the layoffs or questions about whether executive compensation would be adjusted in light of the workforce reductions. During fiscal year 2025, Gudarizi received total compensation valued at $36.8 million, including cash incentives and stock awards. Intuit joins a growing list of major technology companies implementing substantial workforce reductions while citing AI-related restructuring as justification. Amazon, Block, Cisco, Cloudflare, Meta, Microsoft, and Oracle have each let go thousands of employees, with all of these organizations pointing to the need to reallocate spending toward AI projects as motivation for job cuts and organizational changes. According to data from Statista, the tech industry has already eliminated more than 100,000 positions in 2026, placing the year on pace to exceed the job losses recorded in both 2024 and 2025 if current trends continue. The pattern of layoffs emerges against a backdrop of strong financial performance across the technology sector. These same companies have recently reported robust revenue and profit figures, attributing their success to what they describe as strong demand for AI products, services, and the infrastructure required to support artificial intelligence systems. Stock prices for nearly all these companies have risen as investors anticipate that AI will create new growth opportunities for software businesses. However, Intuit has not been viewed as a primary beneficiary of the AI surge. The company's stock has consistently underperformed the broader S&P 500 index over the past 12 months. Intuit has been affected by broader concerns that traditional software-as-a-service companies may struggle to maintain competitiveness as emerging AI products and services fundamentally alter both software development processes and usage patterns. Despite market concerns about its positioning in the AI era, Intuit has demonstrated solid financial results. In its fiscal second quarter, which ended in January, the company reported revenue of $4.65 billion, representing a 17% increase compared to the same period in the previous year. Net profit reached $693 million, marking a 48% improvement year over year. Breitbart News previously reported that tech giant Cisco is laying off 4,000 employees, specifically naming AI as the reason. Cisco announced Wednesday that it will lay off about 4,000 employees, representing 5% of its total staff, as part of a major restructuring effort aimed at prioritizing AI investments. The announcement came in an internal memo from CEO Chuck Robbins and coincided with the company's third quarter fiscal year 2026 earnings report, where it reported record-breaking revenues. The layoffs are part of a broader organizational shift as Cisco reallocates resources toward areas the company identifies as having the strongest long-term growth potential. According to Robbins, these priority areas include AI chips, fiber optics, and security technologies. The restructuring comes despite the company reporting stronger than expected quarterly financial results, with record revenue of $15.8 billion, representing a 12% increase year over year. Wynton Hall, author of the instant bestseller Code Red, The Left, The Right, China, and The Race to Control AI, has published a breakdown of the left's game plan to weaponize fears of AI job loss before the midterm elections, a political playbook with three parts. convince Americans that mass AI job loss is inevitable. Channel that fear and ennui into galvanizing support for universal basic income, UBI, redistribution in the long term. Co-opt populist concerns over AI data centers driving up electricity and water bills for everyday Americans in the short term. Read more at TechCrunch here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of AI, free speech, and online censorship.